I had to look up if decipher is actually a word, if I was just making that up. I mean, if I were making it up, it wouldn't be a big deal, but still, it is actually a word, so... according to my very, very, very brief Google search, but... right, so he's going to have an interesting approach to this, not surprisingly, but so the first part here is actually from last week, where he's speaking to these Sarmashim Sarofim, and he says, Halo Lelokim Patronim, which normally we would understand that it's not in my capability, I have to get it from Hashem. Which is what he quotes from the Mefarshim in that first part there. And then he continues in the second line, V'lo yitachin. I don't think this is correct. Ki eved chavush beveis ha'asur m'lo yotzi m'piv d'var m'miyachsi moso li'ish ma'ala. Will somebody who's in prison say something that kind of frames themselves as being a great person? So, when I first read that, I said, yeah.
They so much saying he's a great person and saying he can't do anything without that. Or I guess someone who has a connection.
You're saying that they would think he's in prison, so he'd be the person who wouldn't have a connection with them?
No, he's...
Because we know, I mean, in the earlier episode, we do say that even in jail, that Yosef was... Like Hashem was with Yosef.
I thought you were saying that he's not going to... It doesn't make sense that...
This is an arrogant statement.
Yeah, because he says, Halo la Elohim Patronim Sapru Nali. Tell me the dream, but it's in God's hands.
Right.
So it's framing him as being...
Man of God.
Yeah, right, okay. Essentially. And he said you have somebody who's kind of at the lowest of the low, they're not going to be framing themselves as the highest of the high. The creme de la creme. Ignoring mental illness and all that kind of, what we would normally associate with... somebody like that. We got Misnaged Elin Nimus. Lis para hioso ish muchan lis noses bo ruach elokim. And even if it's true, he's not going to go around saying, tell me the dream. I'm pretty special. I have ruach elokim. V'chen nir elishia mechuvan ba'amro lakteen ba'od inyim pertonachom lomos ad she'en min atzorech l'chapesh achar ish liftoroso. The whole point here is actually to diminish the significance of explaining a dream. And it goes and gives a number of different sources for a dream. He says, "Vizay rova chalomos b'im im mehuri diyoma," which is, it flows naturally from whatever you were thinking about that day. Al yedei ma'arechas shemayim. Yeah, it's, I don't know exactly. Astrology, astronomy. He probably means astrology, but because ma'areches would mean the alignments and what have you. Ayde ruchos v'shedim could be I guess a dibuk if you want. Miuta de miuta mehem by ma'ayde malach, and very few of them actually come by way of a malach. Those would be the ones that you actually need Ruach Hashem to explain. And that's what he says in that next highlighted part. So based on that, he says in line 11, Lefize yitachin ki Yosef yosef ragil ze kama im shnei hasari mehele. Since he'd already been imprisoned with them for a while, he got to know them. Vehikir tuchuno t'nafsho sam. Hevin ki einim ru'oyim l'cholomos be'emtzit malach. You guys aren't quite holding on the level to have a dream by way of a malach. Your dream is not that special. It's just a run-of-the-mill dream. You don't need somebody with a connection to Hashem, that direct line of sorts. And then he has to explain halo, because when we read that pasuk normally, it'd be halo in the sense of... Yeah. He puts it very succinctly here. He is Milas Halo in 14. Milas Halo Khan Enu Dome Lashar Makomos Kamo Halo Im Tati Lase. We need to say it will reverse whatever it's referring to.
His explanation of the dreams makes no sense.
His
telling the future with their dreams and they don't mean anything.
He's not saying they don't mean anything, but he's saying they're not.
He wasn't a mile off from
getting there. So they're from like Shaden?
It's
from
not
stars.
Even. When you think about what the dreams are. When you think about what the dreams are, it's just what their work was, essentially. It's related to their work.
It's ironic, because this whole point is that Yosef's not, like, he can't be this, like, you know, figure that has any sort of status that's godly. But then in the end, he gives these explanations that turn out to be true. So it's like,
right.
It's strange.
Right, you're saying the fact that he is right implies that there's something special about his pitron, or his ability to be...
Right, it kind of just reflects back on what he said.
Yeah.
And even if he's explaining the dream in, like, a natural way, my grandfather always puts Bartor on this parsha, with, like, you know, if the birds are eating from what he's holding, that means he's a dead man, he's a painting, you know, even if the birds are attracted to the fruit, if they're not afraid of the person, then it means it's not... Anyway,
yeah, I but
it still doesn't help because it would still be from Hashem. It's just easier to explain.
Yeah, so we'd have to look at if the Ksava Kabbalah has further comments on that on the dreams themselves. I know we're in the next piece. He goes through Paro's dream and he's going to say something very different there. It's interesting. This didn't bother me so much, but it's bothering everyone else. So I don't really have an answer off the top of my head. Other than, you know, with the birds eating the grapes, that... When you think about somebody being hung up on a stake, then they're eating the corpse.
But still, the dream would come from Hashem then. They didn't just, like, come up with that. Or maybe,
no,
like,
that could be... Yeah, that could be a...
They had these dreams that they saw themselves.
It's a psychological... psychological thing. Amdan hahei hatloya kan b'milas lo. The hey here connected to lo. He hey hatema v'apela. He's saying, ha, lo lelukim patroni. You don't need, it's not exclusively in the realm of somebody who has ruach elukim. I can also help. I'm a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I can help you with this. Okay, so yeah, well, you have to look later at the dreams themselves and see. He definitely points out here with Paro, though, something very different. Now, in source 2, he says, Ha'aricha Torah b'sipor prate chalom Paro el Yosef. V'lo amra b'kitzur uv'derech klal v'yisaper Paro le Yosef es chalomo. He could have just said Paro told him his dream. Like it did with you know, all of his advisors, etc. The whole point of this story coming at such length and detail here is to teach us, to tell us Hashem's hashkacha on those who are close to him. Ki af shashina paro kama dvarim b'sipor prate chalomo. Esher mamashmu sam ein lahem shaychus ela pitron bechol zos mehashem yisbarach haisa nizba li leodeya di Yosef inyan apitron kefi masha rahu paro be'emes af she'en muskam im siporo es chalomo. So here Paro, and now he's going to go through and tell us some of the differences.
Or his opinion, because I've heard his opinion. It's a very common question
we come to answer. I don't know. I don't remember him referencing.
He says narrowly, so.
Yeah, I don't remember him quoting other Mefarshim. You remember where you've seen
this? This is an opinion piece that's made it into the mainstream collection.
Yeah, no, that's.
I thought it was earlier.
Yeah, it's also possible. I don't know off the top of my head. Does it reference Paro's dream there specifically?
No, my dreams are not.
Oh, but that would be the previous. That was his first statement by Sarah Mashkin, Sarah Ofer. Here he's saying that if it were here, his point now is that Caro tells him one thing, and Yosef's response is based on what actually was seen in the dream. And if he had just followed Paro's description, he would have not gotten to that conclusion.
It might just be his idea.
Yeah. But who's that? We'll see, but he's going to point out the differences here. Achar she'yadanu ki kol michyos eretz Mitzrayim ha'isim min ha'yor. We understand he sources it from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and it's just that's the truth, that the Nile is fundamental for agriculture in Eretz Mitzrayim. And take that, that's a basic premise. Hine lefi zeh, maris ha-chalom hayu ha-paros olos min yor, shu ikar makor mechiasam yafus mare. The paros were coming out of the source of food for Mitzrayim, and they were yafus mare. Hudavar poshur shezeh yore al-shinos sova. And this teaches about the year, the 7 years of plenty. Ki yafos mare einenu shevach leparos rachli v'nei adam. The idea of mare, of appearance, really is applicable more to humans. Ki amare hayafe beziv kolestar utseva or kashu lavan v'tzach v'adam v'kadome. Hu amayafe mares p'nei adam. Mare, as that term, really applies more to the beauty of a person, saying they have clear skin, or the light skin, red skin, whatever is as Levan Tzachva Adam Ukadome. Obiyame Astova Abrios Neros Yafos. And when we have, when a person is well nourished, they appear Yafos. Vechen Raos Mare Ainin Agrios Kokach Bebehema. And to say they are just not a pretty animal is not such a Not so applicable to an animal. Adam, however, with people, that is a big difference. He's going to repeat himself a little bit, so let me just skip. Alken b'maris ha'chalam, this is in line 11. Amar kra v'tamod na etzo aparos al sfasiyar. Mizei hora atzuma sheshnos ha'sova yei lehen hiskabrus v'hishtatfus im shnos ha'rav. Sheyavo achorehen al yedei riboy ha'shva me'ele le'ele. And then now he points out the difference. Amen b'tzipor ha'chalam amar paro yafas toar. There he says yafas toar. V'raus toar. Shehu shem hunach levad al tur sapanim v'evarim. Like the shape of your nose, right? That would make more sense. Which is Paro just saying, well, that, you know, I was just thinking that he's not thinking and he's not dreaming. Maybe there was a narration, yeah. Or maybe that's just kind of what struck him in the dream, is that they are Yafus Mara.
And the pasuk's telling us this is what Hashem wanted him to see, and then his way of telling you
right.
What he actually saw.
Yeah. How he's describing it incorrectly. Right. He's interpreting it, but it's incorrect. Fine, so that was difference 1-1. And now in line 15, Gamlo hiskir b'sipora b'paro sarau shehen hayu olos min yor. It just says that there, it just says, "Bine sheva paros achayos olos achrehem dalos varaos." It doesn't say that from the river; it just says that they were olos, which may imply from the river, but it doesn't say it explicitly. Shayor al chisron amechia ba min yor, and paro's not going to ascribe any sort of chisron to the yor because that's essentially part of their religion. It's one of their godly elements. And so too, he doesn't recount the fact from the dream that they stood next to one another. Not only that, but he also adds in what he did not see at all. When the sickly cows eat the healthy cows and nothing changes, that's not in the original dream. So So all these differences would lead you to a very different interpretation because it paints a very different picture. And now he goes with the Shabbalim as well, that there are differences there. But for the sake of time, let's... he does basically the same thing, that the description of whether or not they're healthy or full doesn't line up with what we would normally use for grain. And so therefore, it's hinting at the years of plenty. Fine. And now in line 26, he's going to say what the significance of all this is. Fundamentally, there's a huge difference. He communicates to Yosef the actual explanation. He communicates to Yosef the actual content of the dreams and not Paro's description. And so when Paro actually hears Yosef's response, you know, his eyes kind of light up. And he understands that you really hit the nail on the head, even though I told you something different. There's obviously something going on here. And this is why the Torah goes at length to describe the dreams and then the description by Paro of the dreams, to show the differences, and then that in turn demonstrates that it is a big deal that Yosef is deciphering the dreams here, unlike with Sar Maskim and Sar Ofin.
I also think it also shows Yosef's greatness. I mean, why is Paro not happy with his interpreters? Like, why did he need someone who really had Ruach Hashem and, you know, really could? Because he wasn't...
Right.
He wasn't,
if they were in that other category that he describes, then the Chartumim and the Chachamim would have gotten it.
Would have gotten it, but if he was explaining it wrong, like, meaning if he was telling what he saw, meaning... with the right details, you might have been able to explain his dream as it made sense.
Right.
He wasn't liking any of their interpretations because his description of the dream wasn't clicking for them because
he was
changing details. And
right, that point is very interesting because why is he changing? Is that his own decision or is that coming about because of Hashem?
And
Hashem's kind of
forcing
the hand there. Yeah. It seems like that's, again, coming from Hashem to push the plot in a certain direction.
It makes more sense than him testing everyone because he really wants to know what
Right, it seems like he just legitimately went to his chachamim to find out. Right, because it's not a normal thing to pull a Hebrew slave out of jail to interpret your dreams when you have a whole host of Mitzri counselors. Fine, and then he quotes Midrash Tanchuma and a Zohar saying that they have statements that seem to line up with my interpretation. Right, now he continues that line of thinking in 3, where Yosef tells him, now Paro, you should appoint somebody to take care of your country, make sure that there are stockpiles of grain. And it's only the way the Ramban understands this is that this is Yosef being a smart thinker. He says Chacham Einav Barosho. He's thinking ahead, and saying that about himself. You know, hint, hint, hint. You should appoint somebody, i.e., me. But he's doing this of his own thought. And so the Kesav Gebal says here, he's Haru Amefarshim Minas and as Yosef Lios Yoetz Lamelech Ki Lo Nikra Rak Liftor HaChalom. This is almost a direct quote from the Or HaChaim. This is the Or HaChaim's question, that who told Yosef to do this? Paro didn't ask you for advice. That's not why you're there. However, I, the Ksav Gabal, don't think this is coming from Yosef. This is also part of the explanation of the dreams. That since at the end of the first dream, it mentions that Paro woke up. Who cares if you woke up? It has nothing to do with what we're trying to establish, seemingly. This, Yosef actually picks up, is an important detail, and says, just as you woke up in the dream and thought about what had happened in the previous one and then went to sleep, so too now, and you kind of need to wake up and think about what's going to happen and prepare. Which is makes a lot of sense, because otherwise it's true. It's why does the Torah need to tell us that he woke up? Who cares? Fine. And then in the last part, he... Yeah, that's what he says.
Well, he's saying more on Vayikra. Like, that's what...
Oh, right. But he in his description here, he describes how Paro adds that detail in. That there was no difference after they ate the other cows. There was no discernible difference. And he kind of touches on that also seems to be hinting at sustenance. It's all based on sustenance, but yeah. Okay, so yeah, we're just about out of time, so we'll stop there. Travis.
Yeah, Travis. Happy time.